Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter saw the astonishment of those who had seen the lame man healed, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and the righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name, his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of boiled fish. And he took it and ate it in their presence. And then he said these words. And he said, "These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of this." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A long time ago, there was a young man who loved to party. He enjoyed good wine. He enjoyed pretty women. He loved to dine well and enjoy life. And this seemed to be working pretty well for him, except for one thing. His mother. His mother was a devout Christian woman. And every time she saw him, she would say, "Son, life is about more than just pleasing yourself. Please," she would say, "please learn something about God. Please learn to devote yourself to something more than just your own pleasure." He usually would shrug her off or even pretend he didn't really hear. But he loved his mother, and she was growing older. And it soon became clear to him that she wouldn't live forever. So he began to question her a little bit more about her faith. Do you really believe that there's something that is there after we die? He asked. Oh, yes, she said. In fact, I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to see the face of God. Her son decided to be baptized because maybe she was right. And if she wasn't, at least it made her happy. To celebrate his baptism, they went on a trip together. They stayed at a beautiful inn, and they were looking out the window on a gorgeous garden when they started talking more deeply about heaven. What do you think that it's going to be like? He asked his mom. Well, she said, our greatest pleasures here, our greatest loves will be nothing compared to there. Nothing. Now that you've been baptized, she said, I'm ready to go. I'm longing to go. The more that he talked to his mother, the more he began to long too. And then, as they were looking out of that window on the garden outside, something happened. The son would write about it later, and he would say that it was impossible to put the experience into words. But the best way he could put it was that together, for a moment, they reached out and touched heaven. They just touched it. His mother would die peacefully just a short while later. But he would grow into the full stature of Christ, and he would become a bishop and one of the most famous theologians in all of Christian history. His name was Saint Augustine, and his mother's name was Monica. Now, I've always thought that we should do a better job of honoring Monica, because if it hadn't been for her, well, St. Augustine would have been no saint. But it was that experience that they shared together when they reached out and touched heaven that altered the course of his life. And he would spend the rest of his life trying to describe it. In today's gospel, Jesus pops in. He literally, the disciples are having a conversation. They're just talking, and all of a sudden, boom, Jesus is right there. He doesn't walk through the door. He doesn't introduce himself. He is just there. And he scares them half to death. They're startled by his appearance, and then they're scared because they think that because he kind of popped in that way, that he might be a ghost. He says, why are you scared? And then he says, "Here, touch me. Touch me. See that I am flesh and bones." He doesn't explain where he's been. He doesn't say, "Wow, you wouldn't believe what happened to me." All he says is, "Touch. Touch me." Oh, and then he does something I love. He says, "Have you got something to eat?" And you know what they get him? They get him some fish. Of course, fish. What do you think they ate every single day as they walked on the Sea of Galilee? Fish. Fish was for them what a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is for us. When I'm feeling worn out or upset, I like to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and lie down, read a book, and eat. And it always makes me feel better. So when Jesus said, "Have you got something to eat?" they gave him comfort food. And he ate it. Right there, right in front of them. Why didn't he tell them what heaven was like? Why didn't he tell them what it was like to die that agonizing death and then to return? I think that Jesus knew that there are certain things that cannot be put into words. Instead, before he died, he gave us some very simple and childlike images of heaven. He talked about walking from one room into another room in a house. And he talked about sitting down with the people you love and eating a good meal. Those are the two things he talked about when he alluded to heaven. But after he returns from the dead, he never once tries to describe it. Instead, he says, "Touch me and feed me." This past week, I went to Dallas, Texas, to a conference of priests and deans that is called Urban Suburban. It is a group of deans from all around the country and rectors of some of the biggest Episcopal parishes that began to gather during the civil rights movement. They were trying to lead their congregations forward during a time of great conflict and strife. They needed one another's support, and so they started gathering. The retiring dean of the National Cathedral was there, the deans in Houston and Portland and Ontario, San Antonio and Indianapolis were there. We told about our joys and our struggles. We cried and we hugged each other. It was a good time. I had a good time. Except for one thing. On the second day of the conference, we had a biblical scholar come and present to us the many different times that Jesus appeared in the resurrection form. And I loved that. How they were all different and unique in their own ways. But in the middle of one of his lectures, he mentioned that there was a woman in a parish where he had been speaking who said that she knew that when she got to heaven, she was going to go bowling with her grandmother. Her grandmother must have been a great bowler. But this scholar laughed at her and I felt my blood beginning to boil. I started to get mad, and when I get mad, it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut. So I said, "Are you laughing at her?" And he said, "No, no, no, I wasn't laughing at her." And I said, "Yes, you were. Do you really think that her vision of heaven is any less adequate than yours? You think you know what's going to happen when we get to heaven? I don't think you have a clue. So you better not judge what she thinks." Well, the other priests said, "Man, Kate, you are all over him." I thought, well, I hope I get invited back next year. But sometimes we intellectuals think that we understand stuff because we've spent a lot of time studying it. But just because we've spent a lot of time studying it doesn't mean we understand it. And when it comes to the resurrection, no one knows what heaven will be like. Why? Because it's too big for us to comprehend. It's too good for us to grasp. It is too glorious for us to be able to look at it from here. So instead, every single Sunday, you all walk up this aisle and you kneel in front of this rail, and Father Perry and I, we put this wafer in your hands and you touch it and you put it in your mouth. Do you know, when a baby is crying in the middle of the night, when it's scared, the person who loves that baby is going to do something that is pre-verbal, without even thinking. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the baby, and we're going to hold it, right? We're going to touch it, and we're going to feed it. And when someone is dying in the hospital, and we sit by their bedside, I always hold their hand. And I think that that touch is more important than words. When it comes to dying, I think we're all pretty scared, mainly because we really have no idea what it's going to be like. But Jesus says, "Why are you scared? Here, touch this bread. Put it in your mouth. I am here with you." Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith. In the words of the Nicene Creed, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. We give thanks for the life of Virginia Bishop and Kim Service. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially the victims of violence in our own community, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their families and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to serve you here in the heart of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, open our hearts that we may touch you as we receive the Eucharist on this morning. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, you can see that there is a card in your pew for you to fill out. Please fill it out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. We also have some newcomer bags in the back and people that can give you a tour of this beautiful place. We started a new class called an adult confirmation class at 10:15 on Sundays. That's for those of you who want to learn more about the Episcopal Church, and you cannot come to Basic A on Wednesday nights, you're welcome to join us 10:15 every Sunday. So that would mean you'd come to worship at 9 and then meet with us at 10:15 to learn about the church. We have a Bloodmobile parked outside of our Great West doors here, and I'm hoping that some of you who are able and healthy will give some blood. Our city is in need of blood, and they've come again, and our parish nurse is nodding very vigorously. So please, if you are able, please consider donating blood after church and eat a good snack. Also, our nurses are taking blood pressures right after this service in Tolliver Hall, if you'd like to do that. And we're going to offer a new service on Thursday, a service written by a woman who was unable to have children. It's a prayer service for those who struggle with infertility. Couples are welcome to attend, single people welcome to attend, anyone who wants to pray for or be prayed for. There's more details about that new service in your bulletin. And last, but very much not least, tonight we are going to have an amazing music concert, thanks to Tim Tuller. He is going to be playing along with over 20 pieces of brass, percussion, and the organ. This will be incredible. I wonder if the roof will come up. That's tonight at 5:00. You're all welcome to come. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh.
proclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation. To prisoners, freedom. To the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you, from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ, to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Augustine and John and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Please join me in sending forth our Eucharistic visitors. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood.
Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Name of Christ.